Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reviews performance of public sector banks. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan says state governments have a responsibility to protect doctors. Nagaland Legislative Assembly lists provisional program of business for 15th session of the 14th State Assembly. And Burma awarded doctors seek a Prime Minister's intervention in a rape and murder case of a junior doctor. Now the news in detail. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today reviewed the performance of public sector banks at a meeting in New Delhi. It was attended by Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Dr. Vivek Joshi, Managing Directors and Chief Executive Officers of public sector banks and other senior officials. During the meeting, Sitharaman reviewed deposit growth, the credit-to-deposit ratio, and asset quality, which are vital indicators of the bank's health. The finance minister also evaluated the performance of public sector banks under government initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Surya Ghar, and PM Vishwa Garma schemes. This is Sitharaman's first review meeting of the banks after assuming charge as finance minister in the Modi government's third term. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that the state governments have a responsibility in protecting the doctors who are serving the society selflessly. Referring to the Kolkata incident, in an interaction with the media at Akashvani, Chennai today, the minister said that state governments are bound to act in a responsible manner when it comes to the security of doctors as per the guidelines given by the union government. The minister said that in 2047, India will become a superpower and the government is focusing its activities towards the direction. The minister is reviewing all the activities of the media units. He said that all the media units have the responsibility of making the people aware of the schemes of the union government. Murugan asked the departments to be proactive in sharing information about the welfare schemes. Nagaland Legislative Assembly has issued a provisional program of business for the 15th session of the 14th State Assembly. The session will start on August 27 with obituary reference, followed by questions and reporting on assent of bills. The first day of the session will have discussion on matters of urgent public importance. It will also have introduction of government bills, laying of annual administrative reports, and presentation of assembly committee reports, besides other matters. After a one-day recess, the House will resume on August 29 with its order of business, which includes questions, consideration and adoption of government bills and resolutions. Discussion on matters of public importance and unfinished business will also be taken up on this day before the session is adjourned Sunday. Over 70 Padma awardee doctors have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking his personal intervention in the case connected to the rape and murder of a junior doctor at R.G. Ghar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata last week. Doctors said such acts of brutality shake the very foundation of service by medical professionals and highlighted the urgent need to address violence, particularly against women, girls and healthcare professionals. The doctors also urged the Prime Minister to take strong measures to prevent such atrocities from reoccurring. They called upon the law enforcement agencies, policy makers and the society at large to take immediate and decisive action. The Central Bureau of Investigation is interrogating the former principal of R.G. Ghar Medical College and Hospital, Sandeep Ghosh. Today is the fourth day of his interrogation. On the other hand, leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, has said that he will provide legal assistance to those who have received notices from the state police and their cybercrime department regarding social media postings related to the incident. In a social media post, Adhikari alleged that residents of West Bengal and other parts of the country are receiving notices under Section 168 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. 30 health policymakers and experts from 15 global south countries are on a four-day visit to India from today. Ministry of External Affairs is organizing the visit in association with Health Ministry and Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda inaugurated the program in New Delhi today. During the visit, policymakers and experts will interact with their Indian counterparts and discuss collaboration with IPC, including on recognition of Indian pharmacopoeia, best practices, capacity building and quality control in the field of health. The experts will also visit Agra in Hyderabad to see Janushadi Kendras and drugs and vaccine manufacturing units and research laboratories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wished that this holy festival would bring sweetness in relationships, happiness, prosperity and good fortune in people's lives. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has greeted people on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In a social media post, Dhankar said that this festival, a celebration of the sacred bond between brothers and sisters, signifies the commitment to support and cherish one another. Rajbhavan Kohima has wished everyone a joyful Raksha Bandhan and called for celebrating the unbreakable bond between siblings filled with love, laughter and lifelong promises. The Ayush Wing under Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, carried out a series of geriatric health camps across Nagaland from August 10 to 17. The health camp covering 12 districts was conducted to reach out to the elderly people through Ayush Health and Wellness Center. During the campaign, free medical examinations and treatment, consultations and medicines were distributed. Also, considering the importance for healthy lifestyle, the senior citizens were imparted basic fitness and exercise regime. The camp was conducted under the theme Live Healthy, Age Healthy. National State Ayush Mission, with the support of Ministry of Ayush, aims to improve the quality of life for the elderly people through geriatric health camps and other alike activities. Officials of Ayush NAM Nagaland, Dr. T. Bendangtula, Deputy Director Ayush and State Nodal Officer NAM, Dr. Seyekrito John, are overseeing the campaign. The meritorious students of HSLC examinations 2023 and 2024 batch, who are eligible for the Chief Minister's Meritorious Scholarship Fellowship, will be felicitated on August 24 at the Capital Convention Centre, Kohima. MLA and Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekre Lole Yome, will grace the occasion and do the honours. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSC, has informed that students in uniform, along with one parent, can attend the award program. NBSC said list of the eligible students is made available in the board's website, nbscnl.edu.in, and WhatsApp group of CMMSF HSLC 2023 and 24 batch. And in sports, Nagaland Wushu Association will be organizing a state-level selection trial on August 30 at the Combat Academy, Sovima Village, under Jumagirima District, for the upcoming 33rd National Wushu Championship 2024. The association in a press release said that during this event, the best players for each category will be selected to represent the state at a national championship. It said the 33rd National Wushu Championship 2024 will be held from September 21 to 26 at Maharana Pratap Stadium, Raipur in Dehradun. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman reviews performance of public sector banks. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, says state governments have a responsibility to protect doctors. Nagaland Legislative Assembly lists provisional program of business for 15th session of the 14th State Assembly. and Batma awarded doctors seek Prime Minister's intervention in the rape and murder case of a junior doctor. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.